Welcome. This is God is in This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you are listening, welcome. This is God is in This.
Beloved church, these are verses of scripture that have carried people through centuries. Words that may find their way into your memory, into your daily prayer. And today's passage from Proverbs is one of those. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And for many, these words are often written on bookmarks, embroidered on pillows, taped to mirrors, sewn into quilts. And they're not just words for Sunday. These are words for life. They remind us that God is in the path. Not just in the grand moments, not just at the end of the journey, but in the steps we take every single day. When the people of Israel prayed the Shema prayer out of Deuteronomy 6, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." They were doing much more than just reciting lines. They were pledging their entire lives to God's way. And notice the parallel. The Shema calls us to love with all our heart. And Proverbs calls us to trust with all our heart. Both are daily prayers, daily practices, and are not meant to sit in a book, but to live out in the way we walk. The wisdom of Proverbs and the faith of the Shema remind us that covenant is not abstract. It is embodied. It is lived step by step, choice by choice, moment by moment. But here's where we need to be honest. Proverbs is a tricky book, and at first glance, it reads like a collection of promises. Honor the Lord with your wealth, and your barns will be filled. Do not forget my teachings, for the length of your days and years of life will be added to you. And it sounds like a formula. If you do the right thing, you will be blessed. But we know life isn't neat, don't we? Even the stories in our Bible show us that this happens, and at times it doesn't happen. Proverbs is not a book of guarantees. It's not a list of these ironclad rules for life. It is wisdom, and wisdom gathered from observation, from experience, and from faith. And it shows us what life tends to look like when God is at the center. But it does leave room for complexity, because sometimes the righteous will suffer. Life is hurtful and harmful. Sometimes the path is steep and uneven. And to say things are not fair, well, we know that's an understatement. So even when we trust, we know that that statement is difficult because life is not fair. Sometimes life is harmful. And that's why we need all of Scripture. We need Proverbs for its wisdom. But we also need Job, who cries out when the wisdom seems to fail. We need Psalms, like Psalms 42, which teach us that faith includes tears and longing. And today they remind us, God's presence isn't about outcomes. It's about trust. When we experience how Christianity has been twisted into the idea that if you just believe hard enough, or pray the right way, or give enough money, or live out the right kind of life, then God will give us the outcomes that we want. Health, success, prosperity, happiness. And that kind of teaching is not only false, but it's harmful. Because when life falls apart, what do you do then? It leaves people wondering if God has abandoned them. It makes people question their own value or worth because it feels like God has left them. And then people even struggle with worth. That when even they genuinely try to fulfill this checklist and do all these acts of Christianity, it seems like their faith was never strong enough to begin with. But the stories of Scripture push back on that distortion. Proverbs does teach us to trust. And Job reminds us that suffering is not always explainable, and that Psalms shows us that faith includes crying out in lament. God's presence is not about the outcome. It's about the companionship. It's about the God who walks with us on the path of life itself, steady and faithful, even when the road does not lead to where we hoped it would. Even when the road isn't as smooth as we hoped. Sometimes we may even feel that there's no road and we're just wandering in the forest looking for any sign of life. And even then, God is there. I love that the Proverbs reads like they were written to us. But scholars generally believe that Proverbs was originally used to direct young men and boys into adolescence. These boys that were on the threshold of adulthood. That's why this text is filled with instruction that uses women to embody the qualities in its teaching. Lady Wisdom, who calls out to the street, or the strange woman who leads the young astray. And because school is back in session, this is a figure of speech called personification, where these abstract qualities are given human traits. So Proverbs was written primarily as instruction for boys. The imagery is gendered. Wisdom and folly are cast as women who attract, who warn, or seduce. And that framing reflects the culture of their time. But the deeper truth is that it still speaks. That these images remind us that every path has a voice that is calling to us. Sometimes these paths lead us towards life, and others lead us away. And the question still remains, who do we listen to? And whose path will we choose? But that doesn't make it irrelevant to us. In fact, this is actually a gift to us, because Proverbs is really about formation, shaping people who are learning how to live. In that sense, we are always students. We are always in need of formation, especially when the path feels uncertain. And that's where this passage really meets this church. Just as these young students in Proverbs were being formed into adulthood, they were asked to choose wisely which voices they should follow. We too are in a moment of choice. In a season where we've lost a member and our moderator, there may be many voices we can listen to. There's fear, there's nostalgia, there's division, but God is calling us to listen instead to the voice of wisdom, to live more deeply into our covenant, to trust that God is in the path before us. Our covenant is not about me, it's not about a leader, it's not about anyone at the top. It is about Jesus. It's about Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. It's not about what we think, what we decided, what we feel that day. It includes us into response, who we are called by God to be. And that's the path that we must walk together. It's about our shared promise to God and to one another. Just as Israel learned to be God's people in the desert, and they struggled with their allegiance during their time with the kings, and as the Hebrews rediscovered their identity in exile, we too must live into our covenant as people not shaped by circumstances, but by faith. And we're not alone in this. God is in the path. God is in the daily steps of our church, each meeting, each prayer, each decision. God is guiding us with wisdom and trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And this is not a call to be naive or to just be optimistic, or it's not to ask you to pretend everything is fine. This is a call to trust, and trust is relational. Trust says, I don't know what the road looks like, but I know who walks with me. And trust says, I may not have a map, but I know the one who is on the way. Trust says, the road is hard, but I know who is my help. And faith doesn't erase pain or loss, but it steadies our steps. It doesn't guarantee that our barns will be full of grain, but it gives us a straight path. When life feels crooked, God is not only the destination. God is here. God is now in the daily steps. So what does it look like for us as a congregation right now? It means leaning into wisdom. There is no quick fixes. It means that trusting God more than our own understanding, even when change feels unsettling. It means living covenantly. Choosing to walk together, even when leadership shifts and challenges arise. It means that remembering that God is not only in the grand moments of celebration, but in the small, faithful steps. Welcoming a guest, praying with a neighbor, teaching a child, serving food, speaking kindness. Each and every step is sacred when it's taken with God. And today we have seen that God is in the path, that God is in our daily steps, that God is in the ordinary moments, in the wisdom of trust. But next week we'll hear a different story. Literally, I won't be here next week. Our family, we have received a few invitations for a birthday party and a wedding. And I've also been invited to speak at Lancaster Theological Seminary for their chapel service. And we're going to take this opportunity to have our last vacation with the boys. And I am not abandoning you. I have invited somebody very different than me, and yet very similar. My friend, Reverend Edwin Perez Jr., will be preaching the next sermon in our series, God is in the Fire. And this is the story of Daniel chapter 3. And it shows us that God is not only with us in the path of daily life, but also in the flames of trial. God does not always remove us from the fire, but God steps with us into it. So those things that should destroy us do not have the last words, because God is present even there. And those are his words, not mine. So as you walk into this next week, remember this. Every step can be a prayer. Brushing your teeth, going to work, cooking dinner, sending an email. These are not empty motions. They are part of the path. In all your ways, in your daily ways, acknowledge God. And the promise is this: God will make your path straight, because God is in the path. God is in the daily steps. May it be so. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org. Or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.